This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning. I am so honored to be kicking off the week here with you and 1-2 Radio. Hey, hey, good morning. Monday morning, if you're stateside Pacific, it is 7:30 in the morning, which I do appreciate. It's quite early for you. Now, if my little trick with the technology worked, you are now listening to me on the 24th of March, 2025. If you're not, can somebody please let me know in the chat room? It seems that if I reboot it very quickly, that it seems to reset the system, or so I am told. Perhaps it's because I'm the first show on Monday morning, kicking off the day, the week, and the player's been playing replays all weekend, and maybe it just needs its breakfast, frankly. Maybe I need to make it coffee. Anyway, hopefully I've kicked it awake, and hopefully you're listening to me on the 24th of March. Great morning lineup on the way. This is Tune In with Erica, if we haven't met before. Hello, my name is Erica. As you can hear from my voice, I'm the Brit here on 1-2 Radio and on 1-2 Listen. My show is here from 7:30 till the top of the hour, when you get Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. The Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson is at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love is at 10. And then you've got Life Journeys with Serena at 11, who works so hard behind the scenes here on 1-2 Radio to keep it going. And the morning ends up with Fresh 55 Noon. I can see lots of lovely comments barreling, I like that term, barreling into the Facebook chat room. So I'm just going to take a look and see what you are telling me. Bear with me while I turn the comments up and deal with this stuff that says what's relevant and what's not. Is it going to do that for me? I can see lots of people coming in. I don't want most relevant. I don't care what Facebook thinks is relevant. It's what I think is relevant. Good morning to my colleague, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, who is on 1-2 Listen as well. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey, saying all good. Oh, thank you, Suzanne. Great to hear me live. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who is literally, if I took a pretty painted rock and flung it out of my window here in Cornwall, if I put a bit of strength behind it, it might arrive in Jennifer's garden. She lives not far from me and is home in time and would like a card reading if there's time. Of course, it will be my honour. I can see Quelly coming in the room as well. So, yay! I think so far I have got the system to work. If you want to come and join these adorable people in the Facebook chat room, and you're a Facebook kind of person, it's very simple. You go to 12radio.com, the website. You look at the menu on the left-hand side, and amongst all the glorious choices and the information and the on-demand system where you can catch up with all my colleagues and all their shows and all their wisdom, you will find the option to chat, and you can come on in the chat room and see who is in there. It's a private group, so it's very, very safe place to be. You know, we all know what the internet can be like, but these people are lovely. I can see so many more people coming in. I'm just going to quickly say hello. I can see also Karen Kay, yay, who's also here in the UK, the fairy ambassador from Hay House. Karen, thank you for joining me this morning. That's very kind of you. We're planning to walk a labyrinth together. There's a brand new labyrinth here in Cornwall. I can't wait. So good morning. Now, is it going to give me all comments? Let me have a look. I can see Quelly's in here, Suzanne. Kathleen Nicholson, Psychic Cat, is here, who's got the show this morning at 9 o'clock. I'm pretty sure it's 9. I'm a bit time challenged these days. Our clocks change this coming weekend, so we catch up with you in the States. So our clocks jump forward, and we're all sleep deprived because it springs forward. So there we go. I will get in the chat room and do some readings as the morning goes along. I'm trying to make this refresh because I can see Jean McIntosh and others are commenting in there. And for some reason, it's not refreshing. So I'll let it deal with that for a moment, and then I'll come and say hello to you all. But I just wanted to give you a heads up where my head is today with this show, because we've just gone over the equinox. And at the weekend, I was fortunate enough to be invited to an equinox ceremony, which was absolutely delightful. The son of the household said, "I'm going out. The house is full of witches." I don't think we were that witchy. We were shamanic, but not that witchy. But it did amuse me. He was joking, of course. He was fine with it. So we did a lovely ceremony, but we were focusing very much on balance and what balance means. Now, if you're a Libra or you've got Libra prominently in your chart, you know about the seesaw of balance. Everybody thinks Libras are beautifully balanced people, and I would love to say that we are, but our scales do dip and soar from time to time. So we were looking at balance, and a couple of things have been presented to me this week, as my spiritual team do. They like to do these things, and I like to share with you here on the radio. One was a Buddhist quote. I have a beautiful Buddhist book with a different quotation of wisdom, and some of the, they're Buddhist in nature, but not necessarily Buddhist leaders or healers. They're just beautiful quotations and beautiful photography set in Tibet. And one of them really just caught me this week. And I thought, you know, that has to do with balance as well, because it's to do with where we put our focus. And focus to me is like the pivot in the middle of the scales. Where do you put your focus? Because where you put your focus tips the scales one way or the other, if I can put it that way, as a way of looking at things. And this quotation simply said, if you knew that tonight you would go blind, where would you put your focus for the rest of the day? Now, that is a cracking question. It really engaged my brain on the morning I read it, because I thought, you wouldn't look at your to-do lists. You wouldn't be thinking about your work. You would be looking at savoring colour and texture and light and form. And more than anything else, I think you would be saving in your mind the images of loved ones or loved places or objects that mean something to you, that when you feel them in your hand, you can still see them in your mind's eye. So that's an interesting balance exercise that I thought I would share with you today. Interestingly, somebody in the equinox ceremony was talking about the fact they could get a mental grip on the world. They could, you know, mentally decide not to look at the news too much and to get a mental grip on what seemed to be spinning around them. But when they went inside internally, they realized that they were churning with anxiety. And that was interesting as well. So I'm going to do a meditation to do with that a little later on in the show. Remind me, let me not forget. But the other thing about balance that has been presented to me very much this week is that I have several very, very dear friends, kind, mindful, spiritual people who are just beset by calamity and appalling circumstances, and one of them particularly a catastrophic loss that came out of nowhere 2 days ago. And when we're in the midst of that kind of thing, I don't care how spiritual you are, it throws you completely off balance. Unless you are an ascended master or a saint, we are just human. It just throws us completely. And obviously, as a friend, or perhaps it's a colleague at work that you're very close to, it would apply to that too. How can we best help them? And of course, being something of an empath, the first thing I do quite often is I'll burst into tears on their behalf. I'm as much use as a chocolate teapot sometimes, really am. But it's, I never do that in front of them, because actually it's not helpful. What they need from us more than anything else is to be held. And to do that, we've got to be grounded and balanced. So that's another aspect of balance that I was very sharply reminded of this week. However you do it, you can use your energy, you can send them love, you can hold them. Perhaps you offer practical help if that's what they need. You can be as practically grounded and human as you like, because staying grounded and holding the space is a form of balance. So those are the balance lessons I was given this week. I'm now going to go back in this chat room. I am going to do this meditation. Let me just take a look at where I am. Okay, I have plenty of time. So I'm going to hit refresh and go back in. I've got my Angel Wisdom deck at the side of me. That's interesting. It's thrown me out of the chat room completely. Okay, let's give this another go. Don't you just love technology when it works? I do praise it because actually the mere fact I'm speaking to you in Cornwall, and I think this signal is going to Liverpool in England and then possibly to Texas or Lord knows where, and then back here again. Technology is remarkable and we are very blessed with what it can do, but we expect a lot of it and sometimes we get very frustrated, hands up here, when it doesn't work. So let's have a look. So I've now got lots of comments. Choose all comments. Good morning to my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Good morning to Suzanne Morrissey, who's replied as well. I've said good morning to Jennifer Hart down here in Cornwall and Quelly and Jean McIntosh, Susie Webley, who's also over here in the UK. please send link to listen to the replay. Of course I will, Susie, if you've had to rush off. Jean McIntosh, Joni is in the room, Gwyn is in the room, Lioness is in the room. Right, let me go back up to the top of here and get this sorted out. So I think Jennifer was the first one to ask for a card today. Interestingly, I drew a card for all of us for this week. It's quite a challenging week. I will speak to the astrology of that as well, and Mark Husson certainly will. But the card that I drew for all of us this week, interestingly enough, was the Six of Earth, which is Six of Coins if you do traditional tarot. And this is always about an exchange of energy. Strangely enough, I was just talking about dear friends who are beset at the moment, and this deck actually features photographic illustrations of real people, and the person on this card is the person I was thinking of. Now that is extraordinary. It's just hit me that, oh my goodness. So this is an exchange of energy. The good you do comes back to you. Things go around. It can mean an unexpected flow of abundance, but that tends to happen to us when we have, without any expectation of return, done something good just because we thought it would be a good thing to do. What you give out comes back to you. It can be a card that means borrow wisely, don't overextend yourself, because it's also a card of paying off debt. But more than anything else, it's a card of financial balance, of finding a way to balance the books. So that's the card for the week. So Jennifer would like a card. I've got two Jennifers in the room. Just realised, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove and Jennifer Hart. What's a connective noun for Jennifer's? A joy of Jennifer's. How about that? So a card for Jennifer Hart. Angels, if you wouldn't mind. That's half the deck. I don't believe this. I was about to say half the deck, but the card that's come out the top is balance. I kid you not. It comes with Archangel Zadkiel. In standard tarot, this major arcana card is temperance. It's about finding the blend of ideas with others. It's also successful compromise. And I know, Jennifer, that you're going through your own trials and tribulations at the moment. It's about self-control and patience, bringing the balance. So I suspect, because I have this card for you, that things are about to balance themselves out. Just be patient and let the universe line it up. I just want to see if the angels had anything else that they wanted to say on top of that, because it did amuse me that it was the balance card. They have given me a couple of others. These are all air cards. And the air cards tell me I have the King of Air and the Page of Air. These are about practical details, these are about contracts, these are about words, these are about challenging conversations, but nevertheless, within the challenge of the conversation is the information that you need to use your mind to get things to go how you want. Because the King of Air I have here is the ultimate CEO who knows how to run his company and get things done. So I'm hoping that's going to be your week, Jennifer. Let me have a look. Quelly, good afternoon to you. And Jean. Jean would like a card to start the week, of course. Clear the deck and just see what Jane needs. Oh, flew out the deck for you, Jean. Lovely water card. I love this card. It's the Three of Water. It has a new moon on it. It's always about celebrating good news. This is about good feelings, news worth celebrating, getting together with others It's all those celebrations in life, weddings, pregnancies, graduations, time for gratitude, close community with families and friends, getting together emotionally with those we love. So I'm hoping that is on the cards for you this week. Good morning to Joni. It's been a while since you visited. We love a card, of course. Ready to embrace change. Oh my goodness, there's lots of that about. So let's have a card for Joni, and there we go. Now that's interesting. I've got the same card come out. I've got the Three of Water about communing with people that really mean something to us. And you've both got the same card, and I promise you I put it right back in the middle of the deck. Good morning to Gwyn. Good morning to Lioness. Now, I know because I have seen that I think more people have come in the room. I do want to have a look at where I am, because also I do want to get this meditation done. And if you can't meditate right now, the beauty of this system going to on demand, as long as this recording is working, is that you can go back afterwards and do this meditation. Or maybe you want to do the meditation several times. So we will try and do that. Bear with me. I'm just going to nip down to the bottom of these comments. Well, I would if my mouse would work. Let's try it this way. There we go. And just make sure I haven't missed any. Good morning to Kat Garner. You would like a card, of course. So Kat Garner, what do you need to know today for your highest good? Please, angels, for Kat. Major Arcana card for you, Kat. Comes with Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel works with our higher heart. His colour is quite often a very pale lime green. I also see him with pink. It's to do with the heart energy. It's the awakening card in my deck. It's the Hanged Man, if you like your regular tarot. It says there's a pause, and the pause is for a reason, while you take stock. This man is hanging upside down and everything is falling out of his bag, because it's all going to get sorted out and looked at and re-evaluated. And that's got to happen before he can continue on the road that's behind him, that has a fork in it, which has two possible choices. And he's not going to know which choice to make unless he reevaluates what is around him. So that is very much the energy of the card. Good morning to Jennifer. She said, thank you very much. And Jean, I can see commenting. I will come back in the room. I do want to just briefly talk about, she said, clicking to see where I am. Yes, I've got time. I was looking in Mark's Power Peak, which I get sent. And if you like to want to get sent Mark's Power Peak, look on the front page of 1-2-Listen. You can sign up, because all the astrologers are talking about what phenomenal times we are living in. And I can never remember it all. I know there are five planets changing signs, but I'm just looking at C.A. Brooks's wonderful rundown for today, in which she says, I love the way she writes these things. It's, you know, just, I can hear C.A. talking. It's not too often that a new moon solar eclipse is not the headline for the week. But then again, we live in interesting times. The new moon at 9 Aries was on Saturday, is also a partial solar eclipse, the harbinger of important changes and new beginnings. But this isn't the only fire event this week. Lighting up the cosmos and pointing the way to profound and new openings and possibilities. Thank you for that, CA, because lots of people said in the equinox meditation that I did that they just felt a portent that something was coming, but they didn't know what, and it made them feel quite anxious. And you go on to say that something more momentous is afoot. Well, that's what they were sensing, because Neptune, the planet associated with our desire to transcend our physical existence and imagine unity with a greater whole, is leaving its sign of Pisces for fiery Aries, and this happens on Sunday, March the 30th. And there are two, sometimes three, solar eclipses in the year, but Neptune hasn't changed signs for 14 years. So when Neptune enters Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, it's going to inhabit this willful, ambitious, and independent energy for the next 14 years. Apparently there is a retrograde coming this autumn when it's going to retreat back into Aries for a few months, and then it goes back, retreat back into Pisces for a few months, and then it arrives back in Aries on January the 26th, 2026. So 26-26, interesting numerology. And then it will be ready to create plenty of steam and headlines through to March 2039. Wowza. So I think it's important to know that and work with that energy. Now, I know that Mark Husson is going to be talking about that in his show, which follows this show, but I just thought I would give you a heads up what monumental and interesting times we're living in, and also why that might make you feel a little bit uneasy. So we did a lovely meditation that I have adapted, and I'm going to do it now with a bit of healing music, because it's to do with balance and moderation. So if you can do this with me now, please do. If you can't, please do not make yourself unsafe if you're operating machinery or having to work or driving, and you can come back and get this later on. So let me just pop a bit of music on if I can. There we go. And if you would like to just take a deep breath with me, inspire, inspiration, let's conspire, breathe in together. And let go and close your eyes. Allow yourself to center. If it helps, a trick I use all the time is through my closed eyes, I look at the tip of my nose and it takes my focus straight into my third eye. And just check how you feel today. How do you feel? Well, let's put it this way. What are you thinking about the world today? What is your focus, your take on what's going on? And now check in with your physical body. When you think about the world and what has caught your focus, where does it show up in your physical body? Where are the tensions? Where are the joys? Perhaps you feel light. Perhaps you've seen something wonderful. Doesn't have to be darkness. But what's going on in your body? How is your body reacting to how you think about the world and the feelings that those thoughts transmit to your body? And now I want you to shift your focus even more internally. Really go inside to your heart space, to your sacral chakra, your gut reaction. And see how your inner feeling, do your inner feelings and emotions match the out of you? Allow your feelings, your inner self, your intuition to step forward. Ask, what does it want to tell you? If you like to do inner child work, ask your inner child who may be feeling very anxious. Perhaps the world's situation has triggered messages from your past and your inner child is feeling very anxious. Or maybe she just needs a cuddle. Ask her to come and curl up on your lap and hold her against your heart. Where has that taken you? And does it differ from where you started the journey when we were thinking about what triggered us in the world? So now you've had a cuddle with your inner child and you've listened to your intuition. slowly come back to the outside world. Take a deep breath in. Prepare to open your eyes. Allow the light and the vision to return. Now, I don't know about you, but I actually found that quite an interesting exercise to do, because we do, first of all, initially, we're focused on that. What the outside world does to our inner body. Very interesting. So maybe try that a couple of times. You may get different things each time. Who knows? Anyway, I can see I'm now 4 minutes left into the show. So let me just take a look back in this Facebook chat room, because I can see that there have been comments coming up. If you want to learn more about how to work with your intuition and indeed with astrology, don't forget that attached to 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen is 1-2 Academy, and there are some incredible classes going on there at the moment. I know Kat Nicholson is certainly teaching one on tarot. Let me just refresh this page in my last minutes and just make sure I have spoken to everybody. Bear with me. Facebook's having its moment. Patience is a virtue that I would like to have, and can I have it now, please? Okay. I'm getting a new computer soon, so hopefully this process will be a lot better. So let me just take one more final look in there before we wrap this show up. So my mouse is refusing to get down the bottom. There we go. You've heard of the phrase herding cats. Well, herding mice is even worse. Jean McIntosh says, right on, I have my car back after a whole year of having it fail every few weeks. Oh my goodness, you have my empathy and sympathy. When we haven't got our transport, it is tough. It looks like I have spoken to everybody. That is very, very good news, because I'm in the last moments of this show. As I said, don't forget, there is a fabulous lineup. It's so good to be here on a Monday. I kick the day off. I can see Mark Husson coming into the room. Good morning, boss, sir. Nice to have you here. I cannot wait to hear what you're going to teach me about Neptune and Aries and how I'm going to deal with this stuff. So Mark is on next, talking about all of that, giving us the inside track. The Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson is at 9 a.m. Pacific. Laurie the Love Sherpa with Laurie Love is at 10. Life's Journeys with Serena, who works behind the scenes as the producer, is at 11 a.m. And Fresh 55 is wrapping up the morning at noon. So there we go. I am almost out of time. I'm just very mindful that I haven't done a reading for you, if you are joining me on the on demand, because you couldn't get here live. I did a card for the week for all of us, but this is for you if you're not a Facebook person, or for some reason, whatever reason, you couldn't get in the Facebook chat room this morning. I never like to have people feel left out. And you know, and I'm very aware, as I often say, that I appreciate not everybody can get in Facebook, nor do you want to. Whoops. And there comes half the deck as I say that. Okay, so could we have a card, please, angels? For all the people who are with me right now in whatever time, space, dimension, on demand, whatever. So there we have some cards. Actually, they've been very kind and given me three. I have, don't juggle too much. Be mindful of your time. Do not overstretch yourself. Do not push yourself. I have the Two of Swords, which is also, be mindful of the conversations coming your way, and don't let them enter your psyche and get a grip or control on you. It's that exercise we've been doing in the meditation. And Queen of Hearts, be a caring, kind person, because what goes around comes around. If you put that kind of energy out, then that's the kind of energy coming back to you. So there we go. I am in the last minutes of the show, hunting down to find my music, which hopefully I have got. It's been a pleasure to share this morning with you. Stay right here for the Mark Husson Show, which you'll find streamed live on YouTube and on 1-2 Radio. I look forward to being back with you next week, when hopefully I will have written my starscopes and we can take a look at April together. Lots of love. Take